Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Miscellaneous Music Madness, aka Triple M, and I am your host, DJ Eminem, not to be confused with the rapper. And I just have to say right now that I know I always talk about how the WJRH station is, like, you know, sometimes a little, like, funky. The monitors right now are literally, like, positioned towards me. Like, they look like they're gonna collapse any second. So hopefully there is no kind of monitor collapse at all, but they were not like this yesterday when I came in here. I also have another announcement. So remember I said that Zach and I's show was going to be on Fridays? Psych. It's actually going to be on Wednesdays from 5 to 6. We had our first show yesterday. It's on the WJRH website, WJRH.org, which you're probably listening to my show on right now. If you go to programs and then go to Easy Pass Station, you can listen to our first show in its entirety. But yeah, we changed our time because Zach had wisdom teeth, like, problems, and he got his surgery. And then, like, next Friday, he was like, I need a follow-up, and it's gonna, like, also conflict with our show. So I'm like, okay, there's, like, a time slot that we could both do on Wednesday that we wanted to do in the first place. I think someone else was trying to do that specific slot first, but then it just turned into Robo DJ. So I messaged Sky, our program director, and she changed it. So that was a long, convoluted way of saying, listen to Zach and I's show. We had such a fun time yesterday. We have some many more great shows coming up. And also continue to listen to this one because I get to control this show and put as much music that I like on here as I want. So today's theme is going to be what I like to call Spotify Did Good, which I know is a grammatically incorrect, but that's kind of like, you know, a thing to say, like blank did good. So Spotify, for those of you who don't have Spotify, there are playlists that Spotify curates for you so you can, like, discover new music, listen to new music, and jam out and have a good time. And these are all songs that I found on my Discover Weekly that Spotify recommended to me that I really, really liked. Sometimes Spotify is not so good at that, but these are a bunch of songs that I really like. And some of them I couldn't include on here, unfortunately, because they're explicit. But I could maybe mention some honorable mentions afterwards so you can listen to it on your own time. But the first song I'm going to play is a song by Kids That Fly called Kisser You Fool. So let's give it a listen.
Someday she's thinking
And that was Kisser You Fool by Kids That Fly. And to, like, I guess kind of talk a little bit more about Spotify, like, recommendation programs and stuff. A lot of times they recommend, like, artists that are more so, like, smaller artists or, like, artists that I don't particularly listen to. But there are some, like, people on here that I have listened to that I've just discovered more songs by them through Discover Weekly. But, like, I don't listen to Kids That Fly. I also don't listen to this next band. But, like, the following few songs, like, I know songs by these particular artists and bands. And it's just, like, songs that Spotify was like, hey, you would probably like this, or you should add this to your playlist. And I'm like, you're right, I should. So the next song I'm going to play is a song by a band called Forever the Sickest Kids. And it's called Bipolar Baby with an exclamation point. So let's give it a listen. She self-medicates. She cries and makes her lies seem more sincere when she's out of line. She's always right, got her own interest in mind. She's a bad girl, always out of line. She's kind at times. She's the first to pick a fight and convince that she's always right. She's up and down and in and out of this world. She's always out of line, always out of line. She drives me crazy all of the time. And that was Bipolar Baby by Forever the Sickest Kids. And I really like that one because my favorite genre of music is probably like pop punk. And that is a very pop punky song. So I really enjoyed it when I first listened to it. And that's why I put it on this playlist. The next song I'm going to play is a song by two people that I actually know and have know some songs by before I ended up discovering this song. The song is called The Lotto by Ingrid Michaelson and AJR. So let's give it a listen. It's a banger. Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of loving for free. I keep it simple, you're not too proud. We'll take the quiet over the crowd. With empty pockets, we'll live out loud. We don't need no treasure. I got a lot of loving for free. My, oh my, oh my, oh my. Do you see what I see? My, oh my, I don't gotta hit the lotto. Cause I got a lot of loving for free. I got a lot of loving for free.
This life is funny. It don't make sense. You got it all figured out. You're still a mess.
Put on that old suit.
Put on that dress.
They say the best things in life cost less.
So we say,
my, oh my, oh my, oh my. That money's not for me. My, oh my, I don't gotta hit the lotto. Cause I got a lot of loving for free. My, oh my, oh my, oh my. Do you see what I see? My, oh my, I don't gotta hit the lotto. Cause I got a lot of loving for free.
And that was The Lotto by Ingrid Michaelson and AJR. The next song I'm going to play is a song by my favorite artist, plus an artist that you probably would recognize his voice from. If you know the song Billionaire from Bruno Mars and Travie McCoy, this song combines Travie McCoy and Brendon Urie, and it's called Keep On Keepin' On. And it was a song that I didn't even know existed until Discover Weekly. So yeah, let's give it a listen.
Talking, he was good at setting bad examples, but bad at math. Crunch time, he kept it moving like the lunch line. Working on his salad bars and fruit punch lines. The simple triplets had his English teacher's tongue tied. As his thoughts pirouette for perfection, in the Darren Aronofsky black swan reflection. He plucked feathers from his back and watched his bottom limbs bend forward towards something more. He wasn't sure. He plucked feathers from his back and watched his bottom limbs bend forward towards something more. Towards something more. Broken home.
old brick by government cheese brick. Back and forth between parents taking the seats every night, praying for a little change. But the tooth fairy was broken off a little. He used to stand in front of mirrors with his toothbrush, star searching. But he ain't had to search far. He was smart and made a pact with himself with a smirk. And made a vow that one day his dad would never ever have to work. He plucked feathers from his back and watched his bottom limbs bend forward towards something more. He wasn't sure. He plucked feathers from his back and watched his bottom limbs bend forward. That hard work paid off, don't it? Plus it feel good when you can say you own it. No rent, lease, loan, or mortgage. That generator money, no shortage. He from his back and watched his bottom limbs bend forward towards something more. He wasn't sure. He plucked feathers from his back and watched his bottom limbs bend forward towards something more. Towards something more.
And that was Keep On Keeping On by Travie McCoy and Brendan Urie. The next song I'm going to play is a song by a band that I really want to listen to more, actually, because I know a few songs from them. And I really like a lot of their sounds and everything, and I think they're coming out with a new album in March. There's several artists that I know that are coming out with new albums in March, like Rex Orange County, but also this band called Coin. And this is called Crash My Car, which, I mean, I don't think you should ever advocate someone to do, but we're going to listen to the song and maybe we'll get some insight afterwards.
Drive you home at the end of the night.
Oh,
And that was Crash My Car by Coin. And listening to the lyrics a little more closely, I think it's more of a tongue-in-cheek expression of crashing my car because he's feeling heartbreak. That's the insight I got from that song. Very good song. I need to listen to Coin more. The next song I'm going to play is probably up there with my favorite songs that Spotify recommended for me. I would say at least top five, maybe even top three. This is called High Low by Half the Animal.
I got a feeling I'm a puppet on a string. They're controlling every part of me. I get suspicious of the people on the street. Is everyone coming after me? Never leaving on a high note. All day, going up and down so constantly. High note. If I only took the high road. One day, everything might work out nice for me. You think you know him, but they won't say the worst things to your face. And it hurts like hell. Just never wanna meet. I'm sure they'll get the best of me. Don't take my picture, I can't stand the sight of me and my shining personality. Hollow, never leaving on a high note. All day, going up and down so constantly. Hollow, if I only took the high road.
And that was High Low by Half the Animal. The next song I'm going to play is a song called Honey by Coastal Club. Lowercased Honey. Let's play it.
One, two, three. Getting ice cold. I started laughing at the words you spoke. I kinda
And that was Honey by Coastal Club. Kind of has a weird outro, but other than that, I like the rest of the song. And it reminds me of summertime. And speaking of summertime, I mean, it was 60 degrees on campus today. So it's basically summer now, even though it's February. But yeah, there was a lot of wind, though. I wore a skirt. That probably wasn't the best idea. I had to hold it down a lot. But still, I enjoyed the warm weather after being freezing beginning of the week. So, yeah. The next song I'm going to do is a song called Calm by Vistas. And this song sounds like a Passion Pit song, like, for real. Like, if you listen to it, like, the instrumental especially, like, I thought it was by Passion Pit until I saw it and I was like, who are Vistas? Like, still a great song. I've been listening to it a lot, but it definitely is very Passion Pit-y, which isn't a bad thing. I never said it was a bad thing. I'm just saying that it's very similar. So yeah, let's give it a listen. And that was Calm by Passion Pit. I mean, Vistas. And yeah, that was a stupid joke, but I wanted to make it. All right. The next song I'm going to play is by a band I already know and I'm familiar with, but I wasn't familiar with the song until Spotify recommended it. This is called Different Colors by Walk the Moon, and it's really good. I can't wait to play it. And that was Different Colors by Walk the Moon. The next song I'm going to play is by a band that actually performed at Lafayette. Unfortunately, I didn't know this band until after they performed here. They were at Lofcella last spring. This is a band called The Happy Fits. And this is their song, Achy Bones. And I really like this song. It's very catchy and very upbeat. And I'm excited to play it.
Down the stairwell, I tripped on my feet. My heart got untied and laced with ennui. Dear Mr. Shoemaker, make me some pleats. How it'd be lovely to step on my dreams. I see, it's too true to believe. You were just lying next to me. Hear it all in my love, who gets? See it all the same. See it all he said. Would you the top. Up is the way that I wanted to see. For as the good nightmares I was bereaved. Dear Mr. Sandman, please give me some sleep. How it'd be lovely to have all my dreams. I see, it's too true to believe. You were just lying next to me. Hear it all, but that I forget. See it all, say. Hear it all, but that I forget. See it all, say. What you say, but you can't get on.
What I love you, the echo.
What you say, but you can't hold on.
What I love you, the echo.
I see in the way of the poorest, the lowest are lovely and lonely defined. I see in the way of the future, the way of the story, the way of the time.
And that was Achy Bones by The Happy Fits. I really wish that I knew about The Happy Fits before they performed at Loft, because I feel like I would have had more of like a cool connection to them. Because I do, after like seeing them and listening to their songs, I'm like, okay, now I get it. Like, I like their songs a lot. And I probably would have enjoyed the concert more, but that's okay. Sometimes that happens to me. Like, I went to like the Jukebox the Ghost concert, and it's not like I didn't like the Jukebox songs before I went to the concert. It was just that I really ended up liking it a lot more because I saw them live, if that makes sense. I don't know. I just appreciated them more as a band. And I feel like after seeing the Happy Fits live, I feel more appreciation for them now than I did when I didn't know them. So I kind of wish I could go back in time and like actually know some of their songs and actually listen to them. But yeah, anyway, doesn't really matter at this point. So the next song, I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly. I think it's like the name of some kind of Roman god. Yes, so it's called The Cult of Dionysus, I think it's what it's pronounced as. A nature god of fruitfulness and vegetation. So yeah, that's what this is, by the Orion Experience. So let's give it a listen.
Yesterday I heard you say you lost, but life has gone away. It got me thinking, I think I feel a similar way, and that's sad. Start a new religion, yeah. We're gonna build a temple to our love. Orgiastic dances, nymphs and chances, yeah. We'll be the envy of the gods above. I'm feeling devious.
You're looking glamorous.
Let's get mischievous and polyamorous. Wine and women and wonderful vices. Welcome to the cult of
what
take my hand and we'll abandon this world. We'll wash those tears away. You're young and beautiful and the lover you always. You got no time for pain when it's just you and me in ecstasy.
And that was The Cult of Dionysus by the Orion Experience. I really like this song in particular because I feel like, I don't know how else to describe this, but I feel like their vocals are very like old school, but it's paired with like more modern approaches to like instruments and stuff. I don't know. I really like that combination. And I really want to listen to more songs by them because I really enjoy this one a lot. All right. The next song I'm going to play is a song by Andy Grammer, which he has, you know, a couple of pretty popular songs like Keep Your Head Up and stuff, but this is a song by him called Fine by Me. So let's listen.
Yeah. You're not the type of girl to remain with the guy too shy, too afraid to say he'll give his heart to you forever. Staring at you now, there's no one else around. I'm thinking you're the girl for me. I'm just saying it's fine by me if you never leave and we can live like this forever. It's fine by me. In the past, I would try hard to commit to a girl, wouldn't get too far. It always somehow seemed to fall apart. Like
And that was Fine By Me by Andy Grammer. And the final song I'm going to play tonight is a song called Preacher Man by The Driver Era. So let's give it a listen.
Hey, Mr. Preacher Man, I've been playing with the heart like a violin. I've been summoning through the door after 6 a.m. Fix my soul so I don't lose a love again. Man, can you help me get away from this life of sin? I'm ashamed of the dark places out of there. Fix my soul so I don't lose a love again. My conscience telling me that I should just turn this car around. But man, I got these demons, and they're telling me to go further into the night, so the further I go. I'm down on my knees, I'm paranoid. Don't wanna repeat what I did before. I wanna believe that there's something more. I wanna believe. Hey, Mr. Preacher Man.
And that was Preacher Man by The Driver Era. And that concludes today's show. So this has been WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Miscellaneous Music Madness, and I've been DJ Eminem. And I will see you guys next week. Not sure what my theme is going to be, but hope everyone has a great rest of their night. And see you next week. Also, tune into Zach and I's show on Wednesday. All right. Bye-bye.